The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the Fire Chief program starring Eddie Cantor. Old Man Winter still has at least several full weeks to go, so don't be caught off your guard by an occasional mild day. Tomorrow you may run into a cold snap and have difficulty starting your car. Be sure of easy, quick starts. Use Fire Chief. Remember, regardless of how many gallons of gas you have in the tank, to start your engine you must depend on only that small cupful of gasoline in the carburetor. And no matter how chilled that ounce or so of Fire Chief in the carburetor may be, it has the power, the emergency duty power, to start your car engine instantly. Don't be fooled by the weather. Fire Chief is full-powered, quick-starting, economical to use in any weather. Fill up with Fire Chief, the emergency duty gasoline, at no added cost. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. And now, here is Eddie Cantor.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Well, Eddie, how do you like New York?
Oh, swell, Jimmy. After all, this is my hometown, but I do miss the sunshine.
Oh, yes, Eddie. Sunshine makes California a better place to live in.
Say, that's the slogan of the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce. California's a better place to live in.
Well, yes, they've got it right here at the top of this Los Angeles paper I got this morning. See?
Oh, yes. Oh, look, Jimmy. There's a picture of me saying, Eddie Cantor leaves for New York.
Read what's next to it.
It says, California's a better place to live in. Get away with it. Well, I don't care. New York loves me. I don't care.
Oh,
there
no.
you are.
New York loves you, eh?
Yep.
Well, not according to the sign at the Grand Central Station last Monday.
What sign? What sign are you talking about?
Don't you remember the sign that said, Eddie Cantor is wonderful? Without Wallington, what is he?
Jimmy, you read it wrong.
Yeah?
It said, Eddie Cantor is wonderful without Wallington. What is he? You can't speak English, Jimmy. At least learn to read it, will you?
Oh, yeah? I did plenty of reading on the train. I finished 2 books.
Go away. The only thing I saw you read was the menu in the dining car when you sat with me.
Well, you have to know how to read a menu, too.
Well, you read a menu beautifully. If only once you would read the check. Only once.
Oh, all kidding aside, the food was excellent on that streamlined train.
I wouldn't know, Jimmy. I didn't eat a bite the whole way over.
You didn't?
No, it's tough on those streamlined trains. I ordered a bowl of soup. The train was going 75 miles an hour, and the fellow next to me was eating my soup. So I ordered a steak. The train went around a curve at a terrific speed, like this. And the guy next to me had his knife and fork in my steak. So I got up and I said, pardon me, but I'm getting out of here. And the fellow said, wise guy, no dessert, huh?
I'll admit those trains are fast, but they're wonderful.
Yes, but you try removing your pajamas in an upper berth.
How did you manage it, Eddie?
Oh, I've got a system on those streamlined trains.
Yeah?
Yeah, first you make certain the train is going east. Nail the bottom of the pajamas to the east end of the berth, then travel west as fast as you can go, and then Minsky's. There you are.
Oh, Eddie, you're just kidding.
Of course I am. You know, that streamlined train was the last word in comfort. From Los Angeles to New York. And now that I'm here, you know, Jimmy, I miss my tennis, horseback. I get no exercise whatsoever here.
Why don't you do what I do?
What do you do?
While I'm here, a masseur treats me every day, and it's only $5,
$5?
Yeah. He pulls my legs and twists my arm, pushes my stomach and pounds my back and runs up and down my spine and cracks my neck, all for $5.
Jimmy, you can take a ride in the subway and save yourself $4.95. You know? James, you know, at my hotel, there's a masseur on every floor. It's part of the service.
Oh, where are you stopping?
At the Sherry Netherlands, Jimmy. You know, I will stop at Sherry Netherlands. And the service. Oh, the service. The minute you pull out a cigar, before you get a chance to light it, 3 bellboys jump toward you. One boy bites off the end of the cigar. Another boy lights it.
And the third?
He smokes it. Talk about service. This afternoon, Ida was going down the hall, and I wanted to call her, so I stuck my head out of the door, and a guy combed my hair. Honest, Jimmy, I'm afraid of going to the bathroom to take a shower. Somebody'd be under the curtains to wash my back.
Well, that's pretty nice, Eddie, you know, from the east side of New York to a suite at the Sherry Netherlands Hotel.
Yeah, James, I'm certainly lucky. You know, 30-some-odd years ago, I worked in Becker's Candy Store on Henry Street, and I left there to go on the stage.
Becker's, eh? Is that place still in existence?
Well, hand me the phone. Hand me the phone, Jimmy, and I'll find out.
There you are.
Operator, get me Becker's Candy Store on Henry Street. Yes, Henry. Henry, like in Henry Horowitz, yes. Jimmy, one thing I regret, I never said goodbye to Becker when I left to go on the stage.
Well, do you think he'll remember you?
Oh, sure. Hello? Hello, Mr. Becker.
Hello? Who's this?
This is Eddie Cantor. I just got back in town.
I'm sorry, you're too late. I got a boy yesterday.
Yep, wait a minute. Don't laugh, don't laugh. If I'd have called him up yesterday, I'd have got my job back again.
Hello, Mr. Cantor. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Fifi. Well, Fifi, you know, this is your first trip to New York. Tell me, how do you like our city?
Oh, it is wonderful. Yeah. New York is just like Paris. You know, today I was on the Rue de Lancet.
Rue de Lancet? Yes. Well, where is that? Well,
it is by the, what do they call the Williamsburg Bridge.
Rue de Lancet? You mean Delancey's Rue de Lancet.
You know, Fifi, Mr. Cantor was born down in that neighborhood, Delancey.
That's Randy. Right, that's right. It was quite a fashionable place in those days, you know, Fifi. We had a lovely front porch where we slept during the hot weather. It was called a fair escape. Oh. Don't laugh. I bet you slept there, too. Don't laugh. Of course, you know, Fifi, I don't want to tell you this because I don't hate to brag. My folks were very rich, you know.
Oh,
yeah. They used to put me on a yacht and take me all over.
A yacht? You mean a boat?
No, a yacht. But in those days, we called it a pushcart. A pushcart. Oh, you would have enjoyed riding in one of them.
Oh, I enjoyed myself yesterday to ride on the, how you say it, the subway.
Subway.
Underneath.
Subway.
I was standing holding a strap, and I fall asleep.
Well, I don't blame you.
I was dreaming so nice, and when I wake up, a man say, lady, you want my seat?
A man offered you a seat in the subway, Fifi?
Yes.
You didn't wake up. You were still dreaming. That's New York for you, believe me. Look at it. Nobody's applauding but the women.
Oh, but it is very cheap to live here, n'est-ce pas?
New York. On the contrary, it's very expensive.
Oh, no. It costs me nothing to eat here.
Yeah.
Everybody pay for my meals. I wonder why they do that.
You wonder why?
Yes.
As if you didn't know. Nobody pays for Renard's meals.
Oh, Monsieur Renard. He took me yesterday to a gambling place where we played the nickel machine.
A gambling place?
Yes, I was very lucky. Ooh, la, 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 la. I win every time.
Yeah?
One time I drop in a nickel, I win a ham sandwich, then I win a piece of apple pie, and then...
You were in the automat. Goodbye, Fifi. Go on. She wins a ham sandwich. I should have known where Renard would take her. Come here, Renard. Come here. How are you, Renard?
I just arrived in such a big metropolis, and already I am the butt of anecdotes which brings on embarrassment.
Everybody embarrasses you, Renard, don't they, huh?
But this morning was the worst.
Yeah, what happened this morning?
I was walking along the street when a man jumped on my back and said, does this bus go up Fifth Avenue?
Well, tell me, did you take him?
No, I was on Broadway. So what do you think I did?
I know, you gave him a transfer, huh? No. Oh, you poor thing. May I have this dance with you?
Oh, yes, if my program isn't filled.
Oh, you dance so divinely, just like an angel.
An angel?
Just like an angel.
How do you do?
Well, as I live and breathe, it's the Mad Russian. Well, you've been in New York 2 days, and look at you. Why does your hair stand up like that?
It's my personality coming out.
Yeah. Your personality coming out?
Yes, but what makes my hair so curly?
Yeah, because you've got a screwy personality.
Yeah.
What have you been doing since your arrival?
Last night I went to see your picture.
Oh, you went to see Alibaba Goes to Town.
No, your new picture, Snow White.
Wait a minute. I'm not in Snow White.
Sure. Ain't you dopey?
Get away from me. No, I'm not dopey. I'm not dopey.
My, oh, my, you certainly fooled me.
Get away. Tell me, Russian, what hotel are you stopping at while you're here?
Hotel?
I am living on a big estate with beautiful trees, grass, a big lake.
Quite a place. Say, where is it?
Well, it starts on 59th Street and ends up at 110th.
Central Park! Hey, it's Central Park, you fool! Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday New Orleans started its world-famous Mardi Gras. And you don't know what fun is unless you've been down there. I would like all of you here to repeat after me, "Hello, New Orleans!" Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden. That's what I mean. Three old babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, "Stop, oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop, you bet your life you linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. The orange blossoms, sweet aroma, and the strains of La Paloma seem to throw me into a coma when the shadows play. In New Orleans, the birds and bees flit around the sun-kissed trees. The body freezes, nobody sneezes. Things like these is okay. You know, folks are happy in New Orleans. Papas, mamas, and kids in their teens. Everybody's attending the Mardi Gras. Their fiesta is in full sway. It's the best of them all, they say. Now, they dance to modern swing-time bands. The harmonize makes a fellow wanna clap his hands and roll his eyes. With this cold weather, I'd like to say bye-bye Brooklyn and Queens and go away down yonder in New Orleans.
Radio school.
Why, yes, I'm on my way to the classroom now. Would you like to join?
I'd love to.
Oh, and how about your friend?
I don't need lessons. I'm a university graduate. Mm-hmm. Look at me and you see Harvard, 1930.
Yeah.
Look at Professor Cantor and you see NYU, 1896.
Yeah, look at Wallington and you see Macy's Basement, 1495. Renard, play School Days to take us into the classroom. Come on. Good morning, pupils.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, Professor.
How do you do?
Get on here. You know, before the cold weather Monday, he was a soprano. Today, I want you pupils to learn the new style of announcing. Shall we have a demonstration?
Yeah, show us, Professor. Yeah, let's go.
All right. First, there is the romantic announcer. You know, the kind of a guy, he gets up there to the microphone and says, "This is your dream, man. There is something I want to say to you." Well, you get so embarrassed, you go into the other room and put on a kimono. Then he says, "You too can be attractive. History tells of many men who have died for beautiful women. Would a man die for you? If not, try a large bottle of Pensadula lotion." Remember, the only difference between a bridesmaid and a bride is Pensadula. Get a large bottle tomorrow, huh? "You can have eyes just like the stars up above. Your lips will be oh so kissable. A skin that any fellow could love. If you're romantic, that's permissible. Why, you look well fed, your cheeks rosy red, your teeth will be ever so bright. If you just get a notion to purchase Pensadula lotion, this is your dream man saying good night." Pupils, there there is a type of announcer who tries to sell you his product by begging and pleading with you. He starts off with, "Have you ever tried O'Leary's Knishes? You may not like them, but don't let that stop you, please. Make your family Knish conscious. If you can't afford one, maybe you and your next door neighbor can split a Knish between you. Think of me. Think of my sponsor. Don't think of your health. If you have any sympathy, if you have a heart, you go out tomorrow and buy O'Leary's Knishes. Give me a break, folks. Maybe someday I'll be able to do something for you. Now, don't forget, O'Leary's Knishes, spelled Canay, Canai, Knish, Doublicious, Knishes. And now the orchestra will play. There are smiles that make you happy." Ah, but pupils, the announcer is indeed fortunate who can make an announcement like this. "You enjoyed her in Three Smart Girls. You adored her in 100 Men and a Girl. You will love her in a new picture, Mad About Music, Deanna Durbin."
From the production, Roberta, Deanna brings you the beautiful ballad.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
And now, to resume our class in announcing, here is the class in announcers, Jimmy Wallington.
Winter is on the way out. With the last of winter comes the spring thaw. The roads get slushy, sloppy, muddy. Windshields get spotted and dirty. Headlight lenses get clouded. In time, you strain your eyes to see the road. This does not make for safe driving. Now, more than ever, you'll appreciate Circle Service. When you stop for Fire Chief gasoline, the Texaco dealer quickly cleans your windshield and headlight lenses. He wipes the rear window and stoplight, notes the inflation of your tires, adds water to the radiator if needed, checks the oil. Thousands of motorists call Circle Service the best guarantee of safer, easier, pleasanter driving. Best of all, Circle Service doesn't cost you a penny. It's a courtesy service offered by thousands of Texaco dealers from coast to coast. So next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Dear little pupils, as kids, we played the game Cops and Robbers. Today on the radio, they call it Gangbusters. This lesson is a satire on that popular program. And this episode concerns two boys who grew up in the same neighborhood. One became Detective Hardboiled Stacy, played by me, a detective. And the other turned out to be the gangster known as Curly the Killer,
played by the Mad Russian.
The scene takes place at the hideout of Curly the Killer.
Where's my gang?
Here I am. Not you, Renard. I mean the rest of them.
They're all here, Curly.
Okay, Don.
Men, if that's the police, I want you all to stand behind me. And if you hear a shot...
Yes?
Get in front of me.
All right, I'm in already. All right. You behind that crowd. Who are you?
Who are you?
Why, you know who I am. I am the one man who cleans up all the criminals in New York.
How do you do it?
Get away. Now, it's me. It's me. You remember me, hard-boiled Stacy?
Mine childhood pal, a double-crosser, a copper.
A kipper. Always thinking of a herring. Quiet. Fifi, you are here, too? What is she doing here?
You want to know?
Yes, I want to know.
I wouldn't tell her.
Curly, what is she doing here with you?
She's mine, Molly.
Molly? Molly? You mean Mal. No one has a Molly.
How's about Fibber McGee?
to think in the old neighborhood, Fifi used to be my girl, and now she's your girl. Why? Why? That's my question.
Oh, my little Russian. Oh, your kisses thrill me. And oh, how you can make love.
Well, Popeye, you asked a question.
Yes?
You got your answer.
Get away from me. Well, it won't help you because I'm going to take you to jail.
No, I'll escape from you. I'm going to run right through those French doors.
Yeah. Ah, look out! That is a window!
Now she tells me.
Curly! Curly, come back! Come back or I'll shoot!
Go on, you got no bullets in that gun. My, oh my, yes.
Come on now, put up your hand.
Like this?
Higher!
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, get
away. Listen, I deserve some respect. I'm a gangster, too.
Yeah, a fine gangster you are. You don't even carry a gun.
Well, if I carried a gun, it would make me bulge.
A gun would make you bulge. You look now like you're carrying the whole 71st Regiment. And that's just in the front.
Let us get out of here.
What is this, a 4th of July program?
Who did that?
I'm the sound man.
You're the sound man, huh? Well, you're not allowed to shoot off blanks in the studio.
Why not, Tanner? You've been doing it all night.
Get out of here. Now, here, what's doing? Get out of here. You don't belong with this bunch of hoodlums.
Hoodlums? I'll have you know that my gangsters have their own clubhouse. And I'm the president.
Yes?
Yeah.
Who are your gangsters?
Edward G. Robinson, James Cagney, Boris Karloff.
Wait a minute. They're not real gangsters. They're actors.
No wonder they don't pay their dues.
Quiet. I'm going to give you a chance to turn state's evidence. What were you doing on the night of February the 12th?
I was in the bathtub.
Where were you on the nights of February the 13th and 14th?
In the bathtub.
Where were you on the nights of February the 15th, the 16th, and 17th?
Still in the bathtub.
Wait a minute. You were in the bathtub for a whole week?
Yes. I didn't have enough nerve to turn on the faucet.
Get away! Oh, that made you come clean, huh? Well, hey, come on. That's a pretty good joke. I made up myself. It's not in here, Corey. All right. I'm taking you to the station, and I'm going to give you the third degree.
No, don't. Wait, I'll talk.
Go ahead.
Yesterday, I held up the First National Bank.
Yes.
Second National Bank.
Yes.
And the Fourth National Bank.
How come you didn't hold up the Third National Bank?
That's where I keep my money.
Now, I want you to get your things.
Before you take me, Stacy, here's a pineapple for you.
I won't take it. It's a bomb. Look, there's a hand. There's a hand floating in the air.
Has it got a script in it?
Yes.
That's all I want to know. Get me a lawyer.
You try to blow me up, eh? Try to blow me up. Oh,
yeah.
What is lower than a broken-down, ignorant, black-eyed, hammer-down runt?
How do you do?
Get away from me. Enough of this. Come on now. It's the hot seat for you.
Wait. Do not take him away. I am Mrs. Mad Russian.
Oh. Yes. Mine wife.
Oh, wife or no wife, come with me, Russian.
Stop. What about our son?
Your son?
Yes.
Here he is.
Mama!
Renard! Sonny boy!
I bring you my radio-adopted son, Bobby Breen. Well, Bobby, you've been away much too long, and I'm certainly glad you're back again.
I'm happy, too.
Have you missed me, Bobby? I mean, how much did you miss me?
You want to know?
Yes, I want to know.
Shall I tell her?
Yes, how much did you miss me?
Well, almost as much as I miss Deanna.
Oh, I see. You know, Bobby, Deanna's kind of growing up.
Well, I'm a little taller myself.
Yeah.
But I still think I'd have to stand on tiptoe to reach Deanna's ear.
Don't worry about reaching her ear. Just sing and reach her heart. It's nice being back again in the city of my birth, and it's nice having Deanna and Bobby here once more. Next week, the glamorous star, Miss Gloria Swanson, joins us on this program. And before we sign off, may I say to everyone who drives a car, remember, a pedestrian may have his faults, but they are not punishable by death. I love to spend each Wednesday with you. Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.